This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Gray water reuse could become more common under a bill proposed by state lawmakers. It encourages cities to let new homes incorporate systems that take laundry and shower water, clean it, and reuse it in toilets. A handful of cities already do that, including Castle Rock, but the city's Mark Marlowe says in 5 years, only one developer has been interested enough to get a permit.
The systems obviously cost money, and so unless they're required, a home builder may not proceed with putting a system in.
Black pregnant and postpartum people in Colorado continue to die at disproportionately higher rates. A report from Colorado's Maternal Mortality Review Committee found their mortality rate is twice the state's overall number. Dr. Dawn Owens-Robinson practices in Westminster and Louisville. She says efforts are underway to improve health care access.
The University of Colorado received a grant to increase the number of midwives in rural Colorado, where we have maternity health deserts where moms have absolutely no obstetric care.
She says she hopes that moms who use Medicaid will be eligible for doulas at no cost later this year. Studies show that doulas save lives by providing support during and after pregnancy. The Department of Veterans Affairs says more than 7,500 Colorado veterans have enrolled in VA health care over the past year. That's a nearly 33% increase, about the same as national numbers. The trend is driven by a federal law to expand VA health care and benefits to millions of veterans. The agency has also launched an ad campaign using public service announcements and sending text messages to veterans, encouraging them to enroll. Colorado Springs Utilities is warning its customers about a rise in scam calls. The company says scammers defrauded customers out of about $20,000 in just a few days. The scam calls threaten a disconnection in service without an immediate payment. Utilities remind customers that such threats are never made by the company and that it offers payment options to avoid disconnects. This is CPR News.